Greer in the bunker. Insurgent Radio Network calling. Insurgent Radio Network calling. This is Terrible Tommy, Tom Metzger, right here in the bunker, right here in north central Indiana on a, it was rainy last night and early this morning. We got some rain. Boy, that's a welcome thing around here. Now it's sun's out, a little overcast, but real nice, real nice. It is June the 17th, 2012, and this is the Sun's Day. How about that? Not the S-O-N's day. A lot of people going by my house this morning going to worship the S-O-N. Well, we don't worship anything, but we revere the S-U-N. So how about that? We're at P.O. Box 401, Warsaw, Indiana, 46581. And that's where you send your donations for the radio show. And that's where you send your donations for any other project that you think is worthwhile. And as I said before, we've got all these Liberty Bell magazines now that Wolf Wall Street's worked his ass off getting them up there, and you can go up there and read them. I want to tell you, as far as I know, that's the only source of a major amount of Liberty Bells around, except I think there was a fellow who bought up Liberty Bell or took it over from George Dietz, but in trying to contact him, I didn't seem to have too much luck. I did have one communication with him, but he didn't seem too excited. So there may be some more Liberty Bells out there if we can get to that fellow that took over George Dietz. I haven't retried to contact him. And another thing, of course, is the Herbert Poinsett Race and Reason tapes that are sitting up there in a storage bin in Nebraska, I think it is, with Gary Lauk, the Farm Belt Fuhrer, who I've tried to contact a few times to get these tapes. Now, of course, some of them may be bad by now, but these, I think, are the 3/4-inch tapes. If you have any contact with Gary Lauk, I don't know if he's still alive or what. The last I heard, he had been in prison over there in Germany and did 3 years and came back, and I haven't heard anything else from him. So if you know where he's at and if he's still operating, ask him why we can't get a hold of these Race and Reason tapes that are very valuable as far as I'm concerned. And he don't even have to do anything, just make sure we can get a hold of them. We'll make DVDs out of them, and also we'll put the audio up on the internet. So anyhow, Gary Lauk, the Farm Belt Fuhrer. Well, it's going to be interesting with all these veterans coming back from the Middle East. A lot of them infected with this depleted uranium, which is a horrible thing. I ran into a guy yesterday, a veteran. We were talking. He said they even put that stuff into the tanks, into the material, into tanks. Oh, my God, if they put that stuff into the vehicles and tanks like that, it's even a worse situation, because any time something like that is busted up or anything, that depleted uranium is going to go all over. And we're sure ruining the Iraq countryside and the Afghan countryside from this depleted uranium. So what's going to happen when all these guys come back? And Obama has just said, hey, no, forget it. We just put 1 million illegal aliens into your job slot, only now they're legal because I say they're legal. What's going to happen? Well, I don't know. I think the chemistry is all being poured into one little pot that's going to blow sky high myself. Just think of that rat. I'm going to have to, for a while, put away my honor student thing and just plain niggers. I don't respect the race. I can respect an individual black person once in a while, but I don't have any respect for the race at all, because not only are they inferior, but they are parasite race, and they're dragging us down, and they're gene hijacking. And that's the only way they get up in the world at all, is by race mixing or gene hijacking. So that's that. This Obama character trying to make an end run with this so-called Latino vote. I hate that word. It's sort of like gay, you know. They try to soften it up so it's not as bad as homosexual or mestizo. So the Latino people, the Latino, like a little bell tinkling. So he's trying to use that to retain his power in the White House, retain his seat in the White House or whatever. Well, the thing he doesn't, I don't think, realizes is that the voting habits of the Latinos is very poor, probably worse even than the blacks. And if he thinks that they're going to pull his irons out of the fire, I don't think that's true. He's going to spend $3 or $4 million on advertising in the next few weeks, appealing to the Latinos. But you're going to find there's a hell of a high percentage of Latinos that don't like niggers. Yeah, like I say, I use that term derisively on purpose. I was never raised to say nigger, but I have come to know the black race as being niggers. Now and then there's an individual black I have plenty of respect for, and I wouldn't call them a nigger. But in general, niggers are niggers, and they're killing us. They're dragging us down into the racial garbage pit of the other worlds. Now, I sent you out the other day a list of the IQ levels of almost every country in the world. And it's easy to see from those IQ levels where the third world's at and where we're going. I think it said we're down around 98. 98. God almighty. That's almost down to the nigger level. So we're being dragged down genetically, IQ-wise, every other way, into this pit, this black hole, this pit, this bottomless pit. If I didn't have confidence in the ultimate barbarity and ruthlessness of white people when they get their back up against the wall, I would be totally upset. I do get upset, but whenever I do, I think about what our pagan fathers did when they had their back up against the wall, and they come out swinging a battle axe, and they came out as pretending, or some of them actually feeling like they were wolves and bears fighting their enemies. So that's what they fear. That's what the system fears. That's what the Kike Jews fear, is the ultimate intelligence and the barbarity and ruthlessness that the white race can employ when its back is against the wall. That's why they're busy now trying to put as many young white males in prison as they can, especially racially oriented ones. That's no accident. Unfortunately, the right wing seems to be run by the powers that be. The right wing actually set up encouragements for young white men to go out and do something that's going to land them in prison without making any major effect at all on the opposition. That's why, long time ago, I felt that the right wing was horribly infiltrated, and most of the leadership is being either indirectly or directly guided by the Jews and people in the government to do what they want. Something that will never get any place, never be of any major power, but it will take a lot of young white people out of action because of encouraging them into situations where they're going to be locked up for 10, 20, 30 years, or maybe life. So that's why I do like a lot of the movies that come out, which show white men, that show them being absolute ruthless and barbaric, not only in historical films, but in modern kick-ass cop and robbers films and so forth. So I think that's good, you know. They could say, well, that's Jew Hollywood. Well, if the Jews want to put that stuff out, if it helps us, fine, you know. Everything has a two-edged sword, you know that? You know, they may put out something that's supposed to further integration and race mixing. But the other side of the sword picks up a few people along the way that say, hey, man, that's cool. In fact, you notice a lot of the bad guys in these movies you end up rooting for. Now, come on, tell the truth. You know you do. Lex Luthor and guys like that. Come on. Yeah, the guy that puts kryptonite in Superman's pocket. Remember, Superman was invented by the Jews to fight the National Socialists during World War II. So don't think about Superman as being the super American hero, unless you want to think of him being this super kike Jew hero, you know? Now, we're trying to make a few changes here on our, of course, our passwords and so forth for the show, and in transferring lists around and so forth, sometimes we have a screw-up. So if we suddenly you don't get the show and you're sure you paid or you sent your donation in, well, contact either me or contact merchandiseresist@yahoo.com. Because we've got it set up now that if you don't want to be on the general BCC list I send out every day, then you can download it yourself with the password. But what that entails is when you send in your donation, put on there, download, download only. And I'll know that you don't want to be on the list publicly. Well, you're not public because it's BCC. But you can get the password. We get the password like we sent out the other day. And you can download it yourself, and you don't have to be on the list. So tell me that. Always make sure, too, when you send your donation in, to make very clear your email address, because I don't keep names and addresses. Now, if there's an order, I got to keep it for a little bit. But just for the radio show and things like that, I destroy those envelopes immediately, if not sooner. They're all shredded and put away. And that's to try to keep help you have a little bit of privacy. So don't forget that. So anyhow, if somehow in the shuffle you got left out or there's something wrong or we didn't credit you with an extra month or something like that, just contact us and we'll straighten it out. I know one guy paid for 2 years and suddenly got dropped or questioned about his dues. So that didn't make him too happy. So anyhow, we make mistakes here. We're human beings, all right? Give us a break. Well, you know, we have a sort of an outreach thing. We'll talk to people of other races and so forth and see what they're thinking. As long as they can keep control, well, we'll talk to them. So yesterday or day before, I got a call in here from an illegal alien from California. So I talked to him for a while and recorded it, and now I'm going to play it back for you people and see what you think. Okay? We got an interesting situation going here. I just got a call in here from an illegal alien, and he's somewhere out in the West Coast someplace. And so I'm going to put him on for you people, and, you know, we may get in a hell of a fight here, or we may agree. I don't know what the hell. Good morning there, Jose.
Buenos dias, senor. Are you Mr. Tom?
I'm Mr. Tom, yes.
Gracias.
Yes, and so what are you in California?
Yeah, I'm from Baja California, though.
Yeah, and you, see? So how long you been in California?
Oh, I off and on all my life.
Uh-huh.
See?
So you've been illegal all your life, huh?
See, always illegal, senor, in this country. Illegal is good in this country.
Yeah, it treats you real good, doesn't it?
See, I can be whatever I want to be and whoever I want to be.
Yeah, and you can take jobs away from white guys, huh?
I take jobs, yeah, I work, yeah, see, I work. I send all my money back to Mexico.
Uh-huh.
See?
Are you into dope or anything like that? Do you like to take the dope?
I've been called dope, but what is dope?
Narcotics. Narcotics?
Oh, I don't like narcotics, no, no, no. I'm a Nazi.
Oh, you a Nazi?
I'm a Nazi illegal.
Nazi legal. Now, that's a first. I haven't run into this before. Now you must be a little lighter than a mestizo then to pass as a Nazi.
I don't know what I am. My skin brown though. I come here to marry blue eyed girl and become citizen.
Well, do you belong to any Nazi group?
No, No, senor, they won't let me in.
Okay, no, well, why do you say you're a Nazi? What makes you a Nazi?
Because I like Adolf.
Oh, you like Adolf, huh?
Si. Well, I think you... Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Some of your ancestors down there in Mexico liked him, too, because they had the golden shirts down there, and they were pro-Nazi.
See, I like gold.
Yeah. Well, it was... They wore gold shirts.
Yeah, I like gold shirts, too.
Yeah. So
yeah, see?
Were any of your relatives in the... In gold shirts down there during World War II?
I don't know, senor.
Uh-huh. Well, what brought you around to like Hitler?
I don't know exactly. I like the way he raised his right hand.
Oh, yeah.
See?
How did you raise it before you run into that way of raising it? Did you raise your...
I don't raise my hand before. I just raise my hand now. Because it feel good and it looked good.
Yeah, you like that. Well, where do you do that when you...
I don't know. I did it once in a bar down in Mexico, and they got mad at me. I don't know why.
Well, I don't know. There were a lot of pro-German Mexicans down there in World War II. I mean, you know. So they got mad at you. Did they get violent?
You see, they threw me right out of the bar, man. They threw me right out the door.
Now, have you done that up here in a bar in California?
I no, senor. No.
Well,
no.
You might be in a Nazi bar or something. I mean,
I don't do that. I don't go to very many bars now because they're scary.
Well, if you're and of course with brown skin, if you start giving the Nazi salute in a bar, you could be in real trouble.
Oh, senor, it's a good thing I can run fast.
Do you have a flag in your apartment or your house?
See, I fly a Mexico flag.
Why don't you fly the swastika?
That's a good idea, senor.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They're easy to get. They're pretty cheap too.
Really? Where can I get one of those? I'd like to get one of those because I make good money.
What about your relatives there? Are do they mind if you're a Nazi?
No, they get mad at me mostly. My mommy, she like me.
Are you married?
No, I tried to marry a blonde-haired, blue-eyed American citizen, so I've become citizen, too.
Yeah.
See?
What do those blonde-haired, blue-eyed girls say to you when you want to get married?
Well, yeah, senor, you know, I think that kind of touchy subject, but it depends on who and what they are.
Uh huh.
I understand the ones that do not want to, but the ones that want to, that's what I want to.
You know, a lot of Mexican guys like these fat women. Are you like that? You like those fat women?
I am fat, senor.
Well, you're fat yourself.
Yeah, I'm very, very fat. Yeah, see, I eat lots of tacos. I like tacos.
How fat are you?
300 pounds.
300 pounds?
See.
Man, you couldn't run away from the immigration people. They'd catch you.
I don't run, I bounce.
Yeah, right. So, anyhow, well, have you been interested in any Mexican girls up here?
Senor, I think, that's kind of touchy. I get myself in trouble if I answer that wrong.
Yeah.
Interesting. Interesante. Sí.
Huh. So you're 300 pounds, so, are you attracted to the heavy Mexican women or the heavy white girls?
See, I like fat girls.
Uh-huh. Well.
See, blonde hair, blue eye, fat girls.
We got a lot of them back here in Indiana, I'll tell you that.
Senor. Maybe I go there.
Well, you just have to hang out at the Kmarts, you know.
Okay, very good. They give me work there? I work on farm, I work at Kmart, where I work? They just pick me up?
Well, where are you working now?
I work on farm right now.
Yeah? Are you some of those mestizos that go out there and work in the field and just poop along the edges of the field and cause us to get all these diseases, or what do you call that stuff?
Well, senor, when you got to go, you got to go. I mean, come on, man. They don't give us bathrooms or nothing. We got to go.
Well, do they still have these prostitutes that they bring in buses out to the fields?
Who told you that?
I know all about that because I lived in California. I know... I know they bus prostitutes out to the fields for the workers.
Oh, senor, I don't say. Where'd you hear that?
I saw that.
Ooh.
In Southern California.
Ooh.
Yeah. They have these, and also they have these camps in the woods and so forth like that, and they bring prostitutes into those camps. Well, you got to know about that.
Oh, do you know Maria?
Maria Jones or Maria Estevez?
Maria. Maria. Maria.
Oh, I remember that.
Big fat Maria. Gordo Maria.
Well, yeah, Maria, the good old fat Maria. And what was it? There was a poem about that. We have sex and now it hurts me when I pee ya. Huh? Did you ever hear that one?
I did. She told me.
Yeah.
And they named a town after her in California.
Yeah.
Santa Maria.
Oh, Saint Maria, huh?
See. Hey, how come they name a town after Santa Ana?
That's strange, isn't it? Well, when at the time it was there was a lot of Mexican influence in Southern California.
Oh, I see. So they name a town after General Santa Ana.
Probably dumb white people did that. Probably dumb white people did that.
Oh, that's interesante.
Well, Santana, remember how he escaped in Texas when they had him, they defeated his army, and he tried to get away dressed as a Mexican, a woman?
See, I think he did get away. Oh, no. They made deal with him, and then they captured him second time. But before they make a deal with him, and they say, no more war, and then he come back. He did not keep his word, senor, but they still named town after him in California.
Well, yeah, after they whipped him whipped them the first time, but he was marching north with 7,000 men, and his brother-in-law was defeated at Bejar, and they let him go, the Texans let him go with the promise that he wouldn't attack again, and the brother-in-law started marching south, and he met up with the main army in Santa Ana, turned him around and said, you go back and fight again or we'll shoot you.
See?
Yeah.
See, so he did, and he lose again. But they still named town after him.
You belong in any gangs?
Gang?
Are you Familia Nuestra or Mexican Mafia?
Oh, no, senor, no. No, I no, no say, no say.
Uh-huh.
No say.
Well, you know there's certain places you can go and certain places you can't go. If you're Familia Nuestra, you got to stay above Fresno, and if you're... And if you're Mexican Mafia, you stay below Fresno. That's the way it used to be.
Oh, no say.
Oh, yeah, I know all about that stuff.
No, I don't say. I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know.
So, you don't know much, do you? You've been around for a long time, but you should know all this stuff.
I go back and forth across the border. I send all my money to Mexico and take care of my mama and my mommy. My mama and my mommy are two different mujer.
So are you
women?
Are you buying her a house or anything like that?
I bought her land already.
She got a little ranchero.
You see.
Yeah. So how much money do you estimate you've sent to your mama?
Oh, I mean, mucho.
A hundred thousand.
See, thousand.
She must have a pretty nice ranchette.
She has a ring too, jewelry. See.
So you go back and forth all the time to her place, huh?
See.
And they, right. And they never catch you as an illegal alien.
Oh, they catch me a few times, see?
Yeah.
They send me back. They say I'm bad. Muy mal, they say.
But you just keep coming back, huh?
Well, I like it here, man. I like it here.
Have you gotten any welfare off of the government?
Well, see, I can be whatever and whoever I want, see? They like me.
Uh-huh.
See, they treat me el doctor, medical.
What did you say your name was?
Jose.
Jose. That's pretty nondescript, Jose.
See?
I knew about 10,000 Jose's in Southern California.
See?
Well, maybe that's a good thing. It's easier to hide when you just have a simple name.
See? My mama, she's not creative.
Uh-huh.
See? I think that might be my father's name, too. I'm not sure.
You don't know too much about your father?
I know mucho about three that could be my father, see?
Three si. Guys that could be your father?
See.
Si. So you've got about three uncles then, huh?
See, si, and cousins, too.
Yeah, yeah. Si. So have you tried to buy a house or anything like that in California?
I see. I have two houses.
Oh, wow. Nice. Si. Nice. In Santa Ana?
No, not in Santa Ana. Maybe. Possibly.
Uh-huh. Possibly
I go Santa Ana. Good idea.
Wasn't any trouble getting a loan for the house?
No. Bank liked me.
Oh, did they give you one of those new Macledore cards?
See, I have card. Lots of card.
Yeah, I forget the name of it. Yeah, right. Well.
And I just refinanced.
Uh-huh.
See, I just refinanced.
You have a nice car?
I have a truck.
Truck, uh-huh.
See, truck.
What year truck you got?
I just got a new truck.
Uh-huh.
See?
Brand new truck, huh?
See?
The bank really likes you, huh?
Well, more than one bank like me.
Oh. Wow, man, I'll tell you something. It's real interesting to get a real honest-to-goodness illegal alien on here that I can
see?
Talk to.
See?
Would you like to call me back once in a while?
Can I?
Sure.
Oh, thank you.
I'll have some more questions for you.
Next time.
Are you voting?
See, I vote a lot.
Vote for both parties, probably, huh? How many times did you vote?
I vote mucho. Ten.
10 times in each election, huh?
There's 10 things to vote for. See.
Now you're gonna vote for Obama?
See, I vote mucho. I like vote. Vote good.
Are you gonna vote for Obama?
Well, see, I vote for Obama.
Did you vote for him last time?
I vote for him all the time.
Well, why do you vote for Obama? He's not a Mexican.
He's not?
Huh? He's not?
They're not?
Huh?
That true?
No, he's not a Mexican. You thought he was... Did they tell you he was a Mexican?
I thought he was Mexican. So yeah,
no, those people at the polling places, those Democrats, told you he was a Mexican, huh?
See?
Wow. Well, he's not.
See?
So, no, now what are you going
to... What?
You're going to vote for him again? You know he's not a Mexican.
I don't know what to do now. Maybe I'd vote for him again. No, I don't know.
Yeah. What do you think he's going to do for you?
He's not mad at me. He's not mad at me. He don't care. He don't care about the coming across the border and stuff. You know, he don't care. He's not mad at me.
Oh, he likes that, huh?
Well, I think so, yeah.
Well, what about all these the Mexicans and these blacks that are fighting in L.A.? The gangs are fighting each other, and the blacks are moving out of neighborhoods and going back down south. Do you ever get caught up in that?
I run away. I bounce away.
Yeah, 300 pounds. You probably don't move too fast, huh?
I move all right for 300 pounds, but I like tacos.
You know, getting that new truck, you're going to wear out the damn seats real quick in there, 300 pounds.
Well, that's why I got a new truck. How you know things, huh? How you know things?
Yeah, you wore the other one out, huh?
See?
Yeah. Well, look, how about maybe in a few days we get in touch again, you can call me and we'll talk about some other stuff, huh?
Well, see, mucho fun, see?
Okay.
Gracias.
All right. It's been great talking to you there, Jose. And I don't know, you seem like you're doing pretty damn good and you're sure eating well.
I like it here. I like tacos. I like cerveza, too. And beer.
Oh, yeah. And if you keep voting for Obama, you'll be doing much better, right?
He let me work. He let me work in this country.
Yeah.
And he let me work in this country.
So you like him.
See.
Okay, Jose. Thanks for calling in. I'll talk to you again in a few days, okay?
Muchas gracias.
Okay. Hasta la vista.
Hasta la vista.
Well, what do you think of that? Guys, I'm going to call back once in a while. I'm going to talk to me, so we'll see what we can get out of this old mestizo boy here. He's pretty arrogant, pretty savvy, too. Yeah. So I think he's going to be calling in about once a week, and we'll grill him, okay? I hope you enjoy some of these articles I'm picking up from Europe that I've been sending out to you. Had some pretty good photography on those things, too. It seems to be a pretty good source for information. I'm not going to tell you where it's coming from. That's Tommy's little joke, but I'm getting them anyhow, okay? Well, here's a letter from one of our subscribers. Dear TT, I've listened to your shows. I've also read a lot of what Joom writes on your website. Incidentally, I just talked to Joom the other day. He's had a hard time getting his computers going over there in Oklahoma. No, Arkansas, I think it is. And he's just now really getting going again, and so he's real happy that we've been taking his floppy disk. Believe it or not, he was sending us floppy disks, and Wolf Wall Street has been converting him over to CD or MP3 or whatever. And so he should be on here for too long, and we can interview June for him. But anyhow, his works are up there on our website, resist.com, and a lot of you guys like June's stuff. Throughout history, I think white people in general do not do what is absolutely necessary to save their own fortunes, land, and even their very lives, and the lives of their loved ones. For instance, we had a number of opportunities to get rid of the Negro slaves in this country after the American Revolution and even after the American Civil War, but we didn't make hard, fast decisions. We also let Jews into our country in the first place, going all the way back to ancient Egypt. The South Africans, when they got their freedom from England in 1960 and were no longer part of the Commonwealth, they wanted their cheap labor and insisted on apartheid. They could have rounded up all the non-whites and got rid of them. Incidentally, you know, those mines used to be operated by totally white, but it was the mine owners that brought the blacks in, the niggers in, from other areas of Africa, brought them in there. They weren't indigenous, to compete with white labor and slave wages. And there was nearly a civil war broke out between the white workers and the establishment in South Africa. And that's quite a story. The government employed airplanes and bombers and everything else. And it was a very bloody reaction by the white working class down there fighting against this Jew-type ownership of the gold mines. But don't let anybody tell you most of those blacks were not indigenous to that part of Africa at all. They were brought in there by the white kike Jew capitalist types for cheap labor. Now here they were getting, just think of that, billions out of the ground in gold, but they still wanted to pay slave wages. Then people say, well, what are you, you're going to start a class war, man. You're going to start a class war. Well, hell yes. If you don't have class war, the working man wouldn't have anything. Anytime he quits having a class war, he goes broke. He gets screwed. That's why you need strong, too bad, we need white unions. I mean kick-ass white unions that could shut some of these corporations down. And that's something that, unfortunately, the Jews have infiltrated the labor unions and many times made deals with the corporations behind the workers' back. So we need to, the unions need to be purged of that kind of material. But above all, we need white unions, you know. Anyhow, the most recent example was the civil war in the former Yugoslavia. And from 1992 to 1995, They started ethnic cleansing of the Muslims in Serbia, which was okay. But to this day, I cannot understand when that draft dodger, Bill Clinton, started sending American soldiers over there to basically play policemen and separate the warring factions in a private civil war where the Serbs had the upper hand, that they didn't go after the American patrols and ambush them. They had the figures. They had nothing to lose. I think of all the protests that would happen in this country when word would start to come back that the American soldiers were getting killed in the Eastern Europe where we never declared war and the Serbs didn't do anything to us. Well, I supported the Serbs on this radio show during that time. If you go far enough back, you'll find I supported the Serbs. They had, as far as Europeans, they had every natural right to drive the Muslims out, whether the Muslims were white or not. Anybody that, we got enough problems with Christianity, but the Muslim thing stacked on top of that is just makes it a nightmare. So we had every natural right, the Serbs did, to drive them out. Anyhow, they certainly didn't blow up the Twin Towers. No, it would give Bill Clinton a flimsy excuse to send more troops in. What is going on today is going to be much worse. It's going to be end in bloodshed and violence, as it always does, because us whites didn't take care of things when we had the upper hand. No, us whites made it worse. Do you have the answer for this? Yeah. As long as the white workers keep race mixing and supporting these bastards and voting for, or even voting period, it's going to be the same way. Yeah, it's going to be the same way. We can't blame everybody else. Can't even blame the Muslims. They're doing what comes naturally. They're expanding and taking over. And, they may come in and say, oh, we're just fleeing persecution. But that's just putting the thin end of the blade in first. All Americans, most white Americans, Christian Americans and others, and, oh, the poor Muslims, we got to bring them in here and save them. Well, why are they coming here in the first place? Because we sent corporate military over there blowing the shit out of their country. And I sent out something the other day that the nationalists down in Greece are kicking their asses. And they're Afghans. Afghans are down there in Greece. You see, American corporations go around the world stirring up the bullshit. And then we send troops in. And then the people flee for their lives into neighboring countries or even into northern European countries. So whose fault is all this? Well, it's the general white race. It's the general white race. Like I was just talking this morning to my lady. You know, I keep hearing this support the troops. That's become sort of a slogan like, do you believe in the Holocaust? Do you believe in supporting the troops? It's a no-win answer. They design buzzwords like that so there's no convenient, no way you can get out of not a big argument. So I said to her, I said, well, it's easy. I don't support the troops. No, I don't support the troops. The troops volunteered. They're all volunteer. Nobody drafted. I didn't ask them to go over there. They certainly aren't defending the United States. They can't possibly believe that. No one's attacked the United States. And if you say the Twin Towers, well, you know as well as I do that that's a put-up job and probably internally fostered for the very reasons that we have troops all over the world. It's just another Tonkin Bay and Maine and Havana Harbor and the Lusitania type thing, create a panic, create a bombing, and then declare war on somebody that had nothing to do with it. So, and I was happened to be listening on the PBS radio, and they were interviewing a soldier. He was going overseas, and he was going on about, my baby's only a year old. I'm not going to see my baby for a couple of years, all this kind of stuff. And like they're forcing him to go over there. Nobody's forcing these guys to join up. They're not being drafted. Most of these white guys are too chicken shit to fight for the white race in this country. Yes, chicken shit. They may be good killers. They may be trained to good be good killers, but they only seem to be good killers when they've got somebody behind them ordering them to kill. Would they kill for their own race here in the United States? Would they waylay and kill nigger criminals? If they catch a nigger criminal, would they hang him? Would they disembowel him? Would they do the things they do in Iraq and Afghanistan to peasants? Would they do that here? Would they chunk a grenade in the front door of a nest of nigger rapists? No, because these guys are all doing things because they know their officers are going to back them up and they can get away with about anything. Well, what I think is going to be very ironic is that when all these guys start coming back from Afghanistan, if they don't dump them in, I know they're going to dump thousands of them into Africa. Africa is going to be the new quagmire. And these guys are going to be coming back with all kinds of diseases and everything else from Africa. But a lot of them will come back. Now, Obama has just put nearly 1 million mestizos in the employment line ahead of the veterans. Don't let them bullshit you. That's what he's doing. He's saying, I'm going to give these illegal aliens, these muddy mestizos, permanent citizenship. Permanent. They don't have to give them citizenship. As long as somebody can live in a country and buy houses and buy cars, go to college and all that kind of stuff, what do they need citizenship papers? Citizenship papers don't mean hardly anything anymore. You know, unless you're some poor old 90-year-old German that was a camp guard way back in 42. Well, then, we're going to take a citizenship. We got to get even, and the Jews will love us for that. So, next time a guy tells me, well, you support the troops, don't you? I'm going to say, no, I don't support the troops. Do you want to know why? And I'm going to tell him. And, because I notice how people are so reticent to say, I don't support the troops. Well, I don't support the war. The troops are fighting the war, so why should I support the troops? Especially when they weren't drafted. If they were drafted or enslaved, which that's what it is, military slavery, if they were doing that, I'd have more respect for them, even though they could run over to Canada. And, you know, I used to think those people that ran to Canada during the Vietnam War were horrible people. No, I don't anymore. I think they were the smart ones. Yeah, those were the smart ones that wouldn't go. Because we found out later it was nothing but it had nothing to do with protecting the United States. It only had to do with what the corporations were into, what oil was over there, what they were trying to get a hold of, and so forth, like it always is. So, So I didn't think in the early 70s, late 60s, I'd ever be at the point where I'm saying, well, hell, I should have supported the draft dodgers. Because I'm sure I'd be very popular among those 50,000 that got killed, got their ass blown off, got tortured, got thrown in tiger pens, all that kind of shit. No, we deserve what we tolerate. And just because we don't believe it and we don't go along with it, we're caught between a devil and a dark blue sea. These other people all around you are going to get it, and unfortunately, unless we learn how to sidestep it, we're going to get it too. But just think of down through history. Just think, just for the black race, what it's caused in this country. Just think of what the black race, how it screwed up North America through the Civil War and right on up through, and now the cities, and now, you know, on the radio the other day said New Orleans is, 200 murders already this year? Black niggers are going crazy. I mean, I don't know. Maybe if we, I was thinking maybe we could get them into outer space, but I wouldn't want to infect any other planet. No, I wouldn't want to. I'd rather us get out of here and leave them here. Okay, that's my little diatribe and reading from the diatribe papers, and that was from Lone Wolf, New York. Yeah, it don't take much to set me off. Well, I'm going to run some calls we received on our intergalactical recording device that's tuned to the universe and getting all kinds of words of wisdom here at 574-267-5036. Let's listen in.
Back in 1968, when Wallace was running for president, So they asked him why he wasn't a Democrat or Republican on the ballot. He said the reason he was an independent is that his exact words was, he's not a dime's worth of difference between the Democrats and Republicans. They both suckin' off the same corporate tip. They both have their hands in the pockets of the people taking their money. Well, our good current president, Ayatollah Mulatto Obama, or Mulatto Obama as I call him, is just proving that point, isn't he? Take care, Thomas. Be safe.
Well, it seems that's maybe bound to happen, but hopefully it does, but knowing our luck, it won't. Tax the churches. Tax all the churches. The temples, not just the Christian churches, the mosques, the synagogues, the pagodas, the temples, all of them. Tax them. Tax them. Not going to get much money to help rectify anything or amend or, you know, make, to mend anything, but at least they'll put their asses out of business. God, I hope it comes. I hope it happens in Europe and happens here. But, like Ralph Perrier says, Jews love Christianity, and they ain't gonna allow that to happen to any of them. Any of the religious centers. But, let's keep our fingers crossed and hope things get worse. I know that's what you feel, how you feel. That's right. The system is eating its own tail. And it is going to get bad. And after, things might break down before we even get this trial of Zimmerman going. And I know that the Jews that we've, our allies that we've backed and saved in World War II and saved their communism and their ally in Israel and the Middle East and backed them up, they always stab us in the back and stab us in the heart. And they say that guys like this, this man is white. White racist killed that poor black kid down in Florida. And we all know he's a goddamn spick. And if he has any kind of different blood in him, it's probably Jew blood. Just like they say that the Darfur in Sudan, it's the northern Sudanese Arab, white Arab Muslims against the black Christian South, sub-Saharan blacks. Why those goddamn fucking supposed Arabs in northern Sudan would fit easily in Detroit as black people. They're dark brown. They're not even Arabic. They speak Arabic. That's about it. That and the Muslim religion. That's the only thing that makes them Arabic. But then even Arabics are not considered white. And they don't consider themselves white. Some do, like the Lebanese and maybe some Syrians, and you know, and but some don't. With them, it's a state of mind. Like some of the Latinos that have more white blood than the mestizo in them. But that's our Jew pals stabbing us in the gut because they're told that that's God sanctions them. They're able to do that in their Talmud. God. Tom Kelke. Might be coming. I hear that on Google that they're blacking out areas of astronomy, astronomical sites, different areas, or things are blacked out that, like they're hiding something, like something is coming. Let's hope. You never know. That's what I believe the Fatima apparitions were. They were a UFO incident. They gave the message, the letters to give to the Pope to open in the 60s to know that they're coming. And the goddamn Catholic Church is involved in all these big telescope operations in southern America and Chile and all that. They're out looking for something. They want to be in the forefront to know what's coming. They know something is coming. 2012, they have said, Eric Van Daniken said the gods will return in 2012, according to the Mayan calendar. Not the end of the world, but they're coming. Let's hope they're white. If they are, that's what Kelki probably is going to be. And I don't think this civilization on Earth is going to be any match for what's coming. And if there is civilizations out there that are greater than us, they have to be concerned about the elevation of life towards the Godhead, if you want, you know, lack of a better term. They have to be concerned about what's happening on this planet with the cancer of the will to death of the Jews. It's putting everything first into the anthill and the beehive and then ultimately into the cancer cell of total equality. And they're not going to let that spread to the universe, the rest of the universe, the galaxy. Maybe I sound like I'm crazy, but that's a possibility. Good day.
Well, you can always depend on Pat from Detroit to give you the word there, man. Reminds me of some of the old jokes about Pat and Mike, huh? Thanks, Pat. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Still a lot of oil field jobs going on in Texas, around Odessa, Midland, all the Permian Basin, down into South Texas you pass that along. Especially if you're a truck driver, but even for non-truck drivers, there's a lot of work. Later.
Google did a search and said that West Virginia is the most racist state. Northeast Ohio, Western Pennsylvania, Southern Mississippi. Somehow Google, the study was done, came out in the Washington Post, Huffington Post, saw it on MSNBC, the Red Channel. They said that by Googling somehow the so-called N-word, nigger, and whatever else not, is how they determined the most racist parts of the country. So there you go.
I can picture maybe you're right. These rich conservatives might be giving this spick money, but could be coming secretly from Hispanics, or it could be coming from... I don't know. What you say makes sense. But anyways, could you please tell us what the status is on the Church of the Creator? Is it completely dismembered and crushed, or is it still in operation, or what's going on with Matt Hale and his people? I mean, is there anything going on with those guys? Because they're like you. They're straight business, no holds barred, take no prisoners toward the race situation. Very common sense. And I even feel that way about the National Vanguard or the National Alliance. But if you could comment on those two groups, what you think about them, and what you think their status is and how well they're doing, and what is the general, join the radio club or resubscribe to the newspaper. Eventually I will do that, but please give us some information on the Church of the Creator and your opinions about the National Alliance and their stand, if you think they're for real or just a bunch of neoconservatives, which I don't think they are. They seem a little radical, but I'd love to hear about that. Thank you very much, Tom. Good day.
Well, as far as the Church of the Creator, they're around. Different groups, they've sort of gone into a sort of a confederacy, I believe. Matt Hale is still cooling his heels. I don't know how his appeal is going. I'm pretty sure he had an appeal in. His address is on our website, and I send his picture and things like that every once in a while out with an email. And every once in a while I write him, he writes me. So there is Church of the Creator activity around. I don't know how hard it's being pushed because I'm so busy with my own projects here. National Alliance, they're still there. They're distributing a lot of books and CDs and records and things like that. And they still have a basic, organizational structure. I don't know how big it is or anything like that. Every month or two, usually about every 2 months, I get a call from Eric Gleeby to sort of fill me in on things like that. And, of course, as you know, we don't promote membership organizations. So what we don't agree on, we just don't talk about. but that's about it for what I know about what's going on with those groups. But the more the merrier. But I wish they'd move farther away from the right and move a little bit more to the center or center left, not Jewish left. Most of these outfits that promoted National Socialism including Ben Klassen, but tended to be, I think, sort of a right-wing type of capitalist national socialism, not of the original type, that the one that got all the workers in Germany to join up and form the brown shirts. And somewhere along the way there, they lost their way, I think. And then that led to war and so forth. So anyhow, that's about it for what I know about it. I don't keep a daily or weekly tabs on anybody else. I just keep my own nose to my own grindstone.
Hey, T.T., this is Lone Wolf in South Florida. I just came back from a 2,000-mile trip down to the Deep South and other parts of the Southeast. And I got to tell you, no one I talk to, and I talk to hundreds of people, like the government, like anyone in the government, they hate Obama, and they're more racially aware, hardcore racist than you would even imagine. Now, what I'm noticing in these areas, it's what I call the scavenging economy. This is how people are making a living that have run out of unemployment. They're dumpster diving, they're scavenging cans and copper, you know, they're not stealing it, and they're taking it to recycling centers for money. Now, another thing that's happening in these communities is that people will take all their wares, like garage sale wares, they'll put them on these flat tables, and they'll bring out tents or canopies to keep out of the sun, and they just park there and sell their stuff. And basically, they're selling stuff out of their house or stuff they found dumpster diving or curbside recycling, and that's how they're making a living. So we're in a scavenging economy. Now, whites are still in denial about how bad things are. You know, a drug addict or like a coke addict one day just doesn't wake up and say, you know, I think I'm snorting too much coke. No, either one of his loved ones ends up dead or he ends up in jail. Or the same thing with an alcoholic. They wake up one morning in a ditch or they've got a DUI. And once they've hit rock bottom, they get help in recovery. Whitey is still in denial. And we still haven't taken the approach that we are powerless. So until that happens, things are going to stay the way they are. And the soccer mom has to be sleeping under a bridge with her two kids before diversity to her matters. Now, on a side note, I don't know if your readers know this or even you know this, Terrible Tommy, that with Social Security earnings, right now it's 4.2% of your income out of every paycheck goes to Social Security. It was 6.2, but it was lowered for the economy. Did you know after you've earned $110,100 per year, you stop paying Social Security tax? Now, there's no cap on Medicare, but you stop paying, or you stop having Social Security tax withheld out of your paycheck. So if someone is earning $300,000 a year, there is $200,000 of that income that is not being taxed to put into Social Security for our people to retire. No one in the media is talking about this. No one's calling talk shows and asking about this. Why isn't Social Security tax on all income? And last but not all least, tax the churches. Tax the churches, make them pay property tax. If they want to stick their nose in our ass and try to force multiculturalism and these shit skins down our throat, then I want them taxed. I want them taxed on their tithes, their offerings, and I want them to pay the same property taxes as the rest of us do. Fair is fair, right? So anywho, TT, this is the Lone Wolf Report from Florida, going back up to the Appalachian Mountains in a couple of months and winding out of South Florida. I want to get the hell away from this place. South Florida is gone. It is anti-white. It is full of honor students, and it is full of little Trayvons who hate whitey. So white man, white woman, stay out of South Florida. It is anti-white, and you are not safe. So other than that, TT, 14-5, and as you so always eloquently say, shut up.
Well, that's the kind of reports we like to get. We need more of them. She will South Florida. Yeah, we need this kind of down-to-earth, working-class information to share with others so that we can try to keep this thing together. That's a great report. I want to see a lot more of them out there. You know, it doesn't do too much good to talk about what's going on in the Ukraine at the football game and things like that. We didn't even know what's going on out there with working class whites and what they're doing to try to survive and so forth. That's a good one. Well, that's it for today, boys and girls. Sunsday. Yeah, we'll be back with you tomorrow. We got a whole cast of characters and a new guest coming on tomorrow. So we'll see you then. 14-5, and remember to keep your mouth shut. Listen to anybody that don't have a warrant if they come around to talk to you. Yeah, because they try to scare you, and they are sort of scary. You know, you're not an odd person if you get scared when the federal people come around, but you got to keep it under control, like you're behind enemy lines. Operate a lot like you'd been parachuted into a hostile country, hostile war zone, and figure out how to maintain yourself and survive and make a living and clothe yourself and so forth, because you are behind enemy lines. For your views are totally unacceptable to the large percentage of people in this country, and especially the system itself. So you got to remember that. So you are psychologically and politically, you're behind the kaiju curtain. Start thinking like you've been parachuted into a totally Talmudic, hostile area, and you got to learn how to outflank them and how to think them and how to swim in the sea of the people. Okay? Shut up.
Well, come on, all of you big, strong men. Uncle Sam needs your help again. Got himself in a terrible jam way down yonder in Vietnam. Put down your books and pick up a gun. We're gonna have a whole lot of fun. And it's 1, 2, 3. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. The next stop is Vietnam. And it's 5, 6, 7. Open up the pearly gates. Well, there ain't no time to wonder why. Woo-hoo, we're all gonna die. Now come on, Wall Street, don't be slow. I man this war a go-go. There's plenty good money to be made. Supplying the army with the tool of the trade. Just hope and pray that if they drop the bomb, we're dropping on a Viet Cong. And it's 1, 2, 3. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. The next stop is Vietnam. And it's 5, 6, 7. Open up the pearly gates. Well, ain't no time to wonder why. We're all gonna die. Now come on, generals, let's move fast. Your big chance is here at last. Now you can go out and get those reds, cause the only good commie is one that's dead. You know that peace can only be won when they're blowing them all the kingdom come. Sing it! 1, 2, 3. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. Louder! Vietnam. And 5, 6, 7. Open up the pearly gates. Well, I ain't no time to wonder why. We're all gone. Listen, people, I don't know how you expect to ever stop the war if you can't sing any better than that. There's about 300,000 of you fuckers out there. I want you to start singing. Come on. And it's 1, 2, 3. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. The next stop is Vietnam. And it's 5, 6, 7. Open up the pearly gates. Well, I ain't no time to wander about. We're all gonna die. Now come on, mothers, about the land. Pack your boys off to Vietnam. Come on, fathers, don't hesitate. The same sun's off before it's too late. Be the first one on your block. Now you're walking home in the box. All right. 1, 2, 3.